Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of
going
the current
live here
market?
In just a couple seconds.
To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. And then remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 1-990-800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. I had to look this one up, though, because it's just not one of the norms on the celebration list. And having beaten anorexia, I'm always looking for something good to indulge in. But National Scrapple Day, not Scrabble, but Scrapple Day, National Scrapple Day. And I didn't even know what the heck Scrapple was until I started looking. You know, you got to get up early to study for radio. So, and you know, you end up saying, okay, what are we gonna eat today? So Scrapple was the subject of today's session. And I was looking at that, and actually, it's arguably the first, well, little feedback there, sorry about that. First pork food invented in America. So if you're not familiar with Scrapple, it's also known by the Pennsylvania Dutch name Ponhaas. Traditionally, a mush of pork scraps and trimmings combined with cornmeal, wheat flour, and spices. Spices may include, but are not limited to, sage, thyme, savory, and black pepper. The mush is then formed into a semi-solid loaf, sliced and pan-fried. I'm looking at the picture of it. I shared it on the social media channels. It looks pretty good. So that's just an option for you right there. Glad to have that one there for the thought of the day. Mitchell's with us this morning, as usual. Glad to see you there, Mitch, man. I'm also looking. Amelia's with us. Diane's with us. Glad to see you all joining in this morning. Got any questions about the broadcast as we go along? Feel free to share whatever we can or put your questions in there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 185 points. 23,371. Oil up 29 cents a barrel. And the U.S. 10-year Treasury up a little bit at 2.33. Why is the Dow Jones Industrial Average taking a dive? Well, the United States Senate is supposed to be coming out with their version of the tax plan today. And their version of the tax plan is going to be a little bit different than the, well, you know, in politics, everybody's got to take credit for something. It may be a perfect plan. It doesn't matter. They've got to put their own spin on everything. So today's tax plan, the Senate is coming out with, they're talking about a lower income tax on the people that pay tax, which is rather surprising. I mean, the Democrats, they want to lower taxes, but the idea there is let's lower taxes on the people that aren't paying taxes. Not sure exactly how that works, but that's what the plan is. Now, and remember, 48% of Americans do not pay any tax. So when you say that the rich are going to get a tax break, well, who else would get a tax break? Because the rich are the people that are paying the tax. Think about that concept. So the Senate plan is to drop that top rate from 39.6 to 37%. That's what the rumors are anyway. And they're also the part that's really affecting the stock market right now is a stupid plan by the Democrat, by the Republicans, the Senate Republicans. Unbelievably stupid. Now, I don't understand why they would do this, but they're looking at reducing the corporate rate to 20%. That makes a lot of sense. Everybody seems to be in favor of that one. The thing that they're looking at doing, though, is delaying it for a year. Now, when you delay that for a year, what do you think business is going to do? I mean, only politicians can be this stupid. But what business is going to do is they're going to delay their business growth for a year. What's that going to do? It's going to push our economy down. Unbelievably. I don't know how these people can put their pants and skirts on in the morning. I don't know how that works. because it's just, I mean, we did this in the 80s under President Reagan, and it created a recession when they decided that they were going to put a delay on putting forth the tax benefits. Unreal. How can you be that stupid? They're going to try that again? Unbelievable. Well, I guess that is the definition of insanity, right? Try to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. Well, it's kind of like California. We want different results. We want lower taxes, but we elect the same people over and over again. Unbelievable. Amazing how that happens. Moving right along. Now, I did share with you earlier this week, and apparently there's not a whole lot of change to the numbers that I shared with you. But when I took an overlay of six tax returns and put those six tax returns right over the top, what they paid last year, their income for this last year, and applied the new tax laws. Remember, the new tax laws, I have to go with based on the gross income, because California is one of the states that gets hit under the tax plan. The idea that under the tax plan is that there will be no deductions for state and local taxes. When you have a state like California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts that like to tax their people a lot, and actually it's not the state that likes to tax their people a lot, it's the people that like to be taxed a lot. The state doesn't do anything that the people don't elect them to do. So those states are going to pay more, but that's just equitable. Why should a person earning a dollar in California have a different tax rate than a person earning a dollar in New York or Tennessee? The federal tax should be identical. It's up to you to decide, and it's up to us to decide who it is that we want to elect and what is the policies we want them to put forth. Just a thought for you right there. Hey, did you catch the CMA Awards last night? I'm a self-professed country music junkie. Anybody else a country music junkie like I am? I watched the CMA Awards last night. And I thought it was, I enjoyed it. I see that there's some political issues going on with the way they did the opening monologue there, with Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood saying that they're not going to talk about politics as they talk about politics. They say, well, we can't say this. I thought when it's not over the top one way or the other, when it's not biased one way or another, I kind of like it. They were kind of picking on Hillary Clinton. They were picking on Donald Trump. Equal opportunity, nothing too disrespectful. Just a thought right there. Oh, unbelievable. Here's another one. Unbelievable. Confessed deserter Bo Bergdahl received a dishonorable discharge but no jail time. Might be entitled to $300,000 in back pay. $300,000 he's going to get from you and me in back pay based on deserting. Is that crazy?
This is ridiculous.
Heck, ridiculous, crazy, I don't know. Army official told the Army Times that the Pentagon is trying to determine whether the disgraced former soldier is eligible for the cash payout. I think the cash that he should be getting, or the payout that he should be getting, is that he's alive, that they didn't send him to a death squad or to a shooting firing squad. That's just my personal opinion. I look at it and say, you know something, you deserted. There are men that went out, men and women went out to look for you. They put their lives on the line for you, and you're going to get a big payout like this. That just, to me, there's no equity in something like that. We've been talking about this one also, the issue of so much divisiveness. Hello, Maxine Waters, and a couple of the others, Elizabeth Warren. And I don't say that they're responsible, but they are certainly divisive. Tom Steyer, the lunatic here in California. But Senator Rand Paul, so now apparently it looks like his attacker, brutally attacked by his neighbor in Kentucky, the man's lawyer portrayed it as a trivial dispute. Trivial dispute.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
About landscaping. But in fact, anesthesiologist Rene Boucher was a virulent ideologue who regularly tweeted out hate-filled messages about President Trump and Republicans. Paul is recovering from six broken ribs and a bruised lung, while Boucher is free after posting $7,500 in bail. Really? You do that to somebody and you get $7,500 in bail? Unbelievable. Fusion GPS, their co-founder, is going to testify on the quote-unquote dossier, the opposition research group. Fusion GPS was founded by three former journalists, among them Glenn Simpson. He's agreed to appear before the House Intelligence Committee next week, where he's expected to provide details about the anti-Trump fake report that was paid for in part by the Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee. Now, unfortunately, that session is going to be behind closed doors, so we won't get to see it. But the way Washington is nowadays, I'm sure most of the information is going to leak out. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, are we in a housing bubble or are we getting close to a housing bubble? I will answer that for you. The Child Tax Credit Guide. How much are you eligible for? Reasons why your first home should be an investment property. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Pretty simple solution right there. It's very easy for people to get the information that they need when they're going to our friends over at NEST. All you're going to do is you're going to put in the data, your information about your property, about where you want to live. Pretty simple, right? You want zip code or street area. How many bedrooms? How many bathrooms? Just the basics, roughly a budget idea, pricing. Anytime a property comes available in your area, you're going to get a text message. The text message is going to give you the information that you're looking for. So think about that one. Pretty simple stuff. And send a text or an email, nest@ronsiegelradio.com, nest@ronsiegelradio.com, and you'll be able to get some information there about what, put your address, you'll give us your address, and we'll put you on a list. So that anytime a property sells in your neighborhood, you're going to get a text message from us with a link to go right to that property. Question today, are we in a housing bubble? Well, let's see what the industry experts have to say. Residential home prices continue to appreciate at levels above historic norms. Some are questioning if we're heading toward another housing bubble and subsequent burst, like the one we experienced in 2006 to 2008. Just remember one issue when you're looking at this concept and when you keep hearing people talk about it. It's fun to talk about these things. It's interesting talking about these things. Do you remember, if you're old enough, 2000, the year 2000, 1999, 2000, we had the dot-com bubble. And we had, for the next 6 or 7 years, people were always worried about, are we getting into another dot-com bubble? Well, now we're 17 years later, and we still haven't seen that next dot-com bubble. So the question is, are we going to see that in real estate? Five housing experts weighed in on the question. Rick Sharga, executive VP at 10X, "We're definitely not in a bubble," is his quote. And I continue, "We have a handful of markets that are frothy and probably have hit an affordability wall of sorts. But while prices nominally have surpassed the 2006 peak, we're not talking about $2,006. That's the key issue there, is that even though we've passed that number, we're not in $2,006. I was just looking at the real estate report card for Orange County, California. 4,922 homes for sale right now. This is a report that's based on, I think it's November numbers. I try and keep them about as accurate as we can get the data for it. But 4,922 homes for sale. That's down 12% year over year, 7% month over month. Think about that concept. Now, over the last 42 years, for Orange County, California, property has appreciated at 5.04%. 5.04%. The last year, it's 10.35%. was last year's appreciation. 26.08% is the five-year cumulative total. So when you're looking at some of those numbers, they're not out of line. When you're talking about a bubble, what you have to be concerned about with a bubble is, are the numbers too big? Well, 10% is too big a number, but if we look at 5.04 for 42 years, and then we look at 26.08 for 5 years, the last 5 years is pretty much right in line with our historic norm, so it's nothing out of the ordinary. And if you look at a chart going back to 2004, you're not going to really have a whole lot of difference. You're going to see the big bump up. You're going to see the big bubble, but the issue is not going to be a major problem right there. Now, you look at the unemployment rate, Orange County, 3.72%. That means with that few people unemployed, you've got a continuing of the demand for workers, but you don't have any supply of workers. And as the county continues to age, the supply of workers will continue to diminish. And I mean, we were at 5.49 4 years ago. We're at 3.72 today. And if you look at our numbers based on income, $4,000 is the median household income for Orange County. National average, $51,000 median income. So just a couple of report card items right there. Christopher Thornburg, partner at Beacon Economics, quote, "There's no direct or indirect sign of any kind of a bubble. Steady as she goes, prices continue to rise, sales roughly flat. Overall, this market is an almost boring place," unquote. Bill McBride, calculated risk. "I wouldn't call houses prices a bubble. So prices may be a little overvalued, but there's little speculation, and I don't expect house prices to decline nationally like during the bust." David M. Blitzer, managing director and chairman of the index committee at S&P Dow Jones Indices. "Housing is not repeating the bubble period of 2000 to 2006. Price increases very unlike the earlier period when rising prices were almost universal. The number of homes sold annually is 20% less today than in the earlier period, and the month's supply is declining, not surging." Bing Bai and Edward Golding, Urban Institute, "We're not in a bubble and nowhere near the situation preceding the 2008 housing crisis. Despite recent increases, house prices remain affordable by historic standards, suggesting that home prices are tracking a broader economic expansion." So listen to all these different folks. What are they all coming back with? Is no bubble. No bubble at all. So think about that concept. That's just part of the issues right there. Don't worry about it. We have no problem when these things are coming up. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. So I've been looking at some of these other numbers for you, and obviously we watch the tax plan, and on Thursdays we generally like to focus as much as we possibly can on our senior issues. So one of the senior issues that I have on our docket today is Social Security taxable. Depends on your income. In principle, the answer is yes, Social Security income is taxable. In practice, it's not quite that simple. If you have other income in retirement, income from 401k, for example, then you should expect to pay taxes on Social Security benefits. If you rely exclusively on Social Security checks, you probably won't pay taxes on your benefits. Originally, Social Security benefits were not subject to taxes. Those good old days are gone. However, not everyone pays taxes on their Social Security benefits, and everyone gets 15% of their benefits tax-free. Remember, we're looking at doubling the individual exemption that's coming up, so that's a big benefit for you. If you have retirement income from other sources, a pension, your income will probably be over the limit set by the Social Security Administration for tax-free benefits. And that means you could pay taxes on up to 85% of your Social Security income. In 2015, the IRS limits for calculating tax liability on Social Security are as follows. Don't have anything newer than in this report. Talk to your tax professional. People filing as individuals with a combined income of $25,000 to $34,000 must pay income taxes on up to 50% of their Social Security benefits. For individuals with a combined income of more than $34,000, up to 85% of Social Security benefits will be subject to income taxes. For married couples filing jointly, those with a combined income of $32,000 to $44,000 will pay income taxes on up to 50% of their Social Security benefits, and couples with a combined income of more than $44,000 should expect to pay taxes on up to 85% of their benefits. By combined income, also known as provisional income, the IRS means your adjusted gross income plus non-taxable plus half of your Social Security benefits. As of today, no one pays taxes on more than 85% of their Social Security benefits. The average monthly Social Security benefit check is $1,294. That means an annual income of $15,528. So if your benefits are near average and Social Security is your only source of income in retirement, you won't hit the threshold for paying taxes on any of your benefits. Not sure about your Social Security? You can consult with a tax professional. Federal taxes on Social Security income. If you do pay taxes, Here's how it'll go. The Social Security tax rate is the same as your regular income tax rate. Say you're filing as an individual. For every dollar of income you have over $25,000, 50 cents of your Social Security benefits may be subject to federal income tax. That rises to 85 cents for every dollar over $34,000 that you claim in income. If you figured out that 50% of your benefits will be subject to tax, the amount you include in your taxable income will be the lesser of half your annual benefits or half the difference between your combined income and the IRS threshold. Things get more complicated for those paying taxes on 85%. Again, that's why we want to talk to a tax professional. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, child tax credit and five reasons why your first home should be an investment property. All that, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, the only source for that fast pass loan approval. That's where you're going to get totally approved, make your home purchase offer same as cash. no loan contingencies when you qualify and when you get on it, when you do the work that's needed ahead of time. Think about that. Same as cash. You get to really be in the driver's seat on that one. Reasons why your first home should be an investment property. If you're young and you're looking to purchase a new home to live in, maybe you should consider turning your first home into an investment property. While most people wait until after they've bought their first or second home to begin investing in real estate, you could start much sooner than you think, and we'll explain why jumping into real estate investing game might be a good idea. Many people, especially in the wake of the mortgage crisis, have found themselves wondering, is buying a house a good investment? One way to ease your worries about whether buying a house will pay off is by renting out the first home you buy. By turning your home into an investment property, you can leverage your less than perfect credit, less than perfect lifestyle, and limited responsibilities into an investment. All it takes is a little bit of smarts and real estate shrewdness. The idea of making your first home an investment goes against the general notions of personal finance. In fact, it goes against how most people approach post-college life. The typical financial timeline for your average American adult might look like this: college, first job, first rental, second, third rental, marriage, starter home, children, second home, education, investment. Nothing wrong with following that timeline, since it can give you plenty of time to build credit, save money, and enjoy being young. But if you're a 22-year-old college graduate with a solid job, well, good for you. Waiting until you're well into your 30s or 40s to start investing might not be wise. Five reasons why you should entertain the idea of investing in real estate while you're young. Number one, you're young. Being young and independent can be pretty amazing. You can make your own rules, live where you want, buy what you want, and travel whenever you want. But that can get old pretty quickly, especially if you have other goals in mind. All the money you're currently spending living the life while living in a crappy apartment might be spent on something else. Saving money and building credit aren't impossible, and they're part of what you'll need to qualify for a mortgage loan. Your current lifestyle might actually allow you to cut costs in a way that might not be possible later in life when you have larger obligations. If you can learn how to effectively manage your money, you can come up with enough cash for a down payment. Number two, real estate is cheap. According to recent reports from the National Association of Realtors, home prices are on the rise. However, most real estate markets present many bargains to potential buyers in the form of distressed sales. Distressed sales are homes or properties that have usually been foreclosed on that the bank is willing to sell at a loss in order to clear its books. These distressed sales help drive down the cost of all properties in the area. There are plenty of distressed homes for sale in certain areas, not as many in others. Buying one would allow you to own an investment for significantly less than market. You'll have another source of income if you're purchasing a property that you plan to rent out. You'll be able to profit off your investment as soon as you find tenants. Then you can take the money you earn and reinvest your property or use it to pay off other bills. FHA loans, industry standards, say that you're required to put at least 20% down when buying a house. But if you can't afford to pay that much, you might be able to purchase with an FHA loan. Think about duplex, triplex, fourplex. FHA loans give people who don't have the greatest credit the chance to become homeowners if you decide that investing is for you. An FHA loan could be the perfect way to finance the purchase. There is one catch. FHA loans require that you live in the property you seek to purchase. To get around that, you can purchase property with, again, up to four rental units and make one unit your primary residence. Changing demographics is another. According to a report produced by Research Institute for Housing America, home ownership among immigrants nationwide is expected to account for 36% of the housing growth over the next decade. This is due in large part, according to the report, to the strong desires among immigrants to become homeowners. As more individuals and families move to become homeowners, property owners have more of an opportunity to capitalize on that shift. Would you want to miss out on the opportunity to own property in a neighborhood that is set to see values skyrocket? Future self probably wouldn't. If you think real estate investing might or could be right for you, if you're not sure how to start, well, give us a call at 800-306-1990. That's what we do for you, is help you with that game plan. That is the whole idea is getting you on a game plan to buy the real estate, to get invested, to do what's best for your family. That is the Mortgage Minute. Again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage, the only source for that fast pass loan approval. Continuing chatting about taxes, benefits, seniors, all those issues that are on their pocket right now or on the top of people's minds. Child tax credits. November 2nd, 2017, President Trump and Republican lawmakers revealed the details of their tax bill. In the proposed plan, the tax credit would increase from $1,000 to $1,600. Additionally, the plan adds a $300 credit for each non-child dependent or parent for 5 years. While this might seem like good news to those with children, the plan has proposed controversial tax cuts and has to be approved by Congress. That's the big issue right there. It has to be approved by Congress. And you know about them trying to get anything done. Depending upon your income, you may be eligible for a child tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. Remember that unlike a tax deduction, a tax credit dollar reduction in your tax bill. Here's what you need to know about the child tax credit, from the eligibility requirements to how to claim it. For starters, you need to be the parent or of a minor child. Child tax credits are designed to give an income boost to the parents or guardians of dependent children. How much is the child tax credit? That depends on your income. The child tax lets you reduce your federal income tax bill by up to $1,000 for each qualifying child under the age of 17 that you claim as a dependent. For 2017, the child tax credit is up to $1,000 per child. Child tax credit is just a credit. It's not a deduction. Because it's a tax credit, it directly reduces the amount you owe. So if your tax liability is $3,000, but you're $800 of child tax, you now owe $2,200. The child tax credit is non-refundable. That means if you're eligible for $3,000 in tax credits but only owe the IRS $2,000, you won't get a $1,000 difference refunded to you. Technically, you can get that $1,000, but you'll have to claim what's called the additional child tax credit, assuming you're eligible to do so. The child tax credit eligibility for the tax credit hinges on a factors. One of them, of course, is whether you are the parent or guardian of a minor child. The child you claim as your dependent has to meet 6 IRS tests. Age test. The child you claim as your dependent must have been under age 17 at the end of the year. That means they're 16 or younger. The child must be your daughter, son, foster child, or adopted child. The child can also be a grandchild or a descendant of one of your siblings. The child must not have provided more than half of their own support, meaning the money they use for living expenses. The dependent test. The child must be claimed as your dependent on your federal income tax. Citizenship test. The child must be a U.S. citizen, a U.S. national, or a U.S. resident alien. The resident test. The child must have lived with you for more than half of the year. In addition to those 6, income is also an eligibility. Catching a little bit of a clue here that you need to be talking to a tax professional on this one. Just a thought. The biggest part of this, the most important thing for you to understand here, is there is a child tax credit you may or may not be entitled to. You need to consult with a tax professional to get to find out what is going on, what is needed. So just think about that concept. That is the real time, or the Mortgage Minute again. Holy cow, a lot going on. Listening to Ron Siegel Radio discuss real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what are we going to talk about? We'll talk about SEP and IRA contribution limits. That'll be the next on the docket on our journey through taxes and senior issues today. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The word on wealth today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Are you 62 years of age or older? Do you have equity in your property? Maybe you want to buy a new piece of property. All of those are possible with the reverse mortgage. You just need to get the right information on it to find out if you qualify. That's the big issue. Do you qualify? And it's not really a major issue there, because so many people do qualify. You just have to understand the program. And if 62 years of age or older, generally you're going to be needing about 40 to 50% equity in your property. Or if you're looking to buy a piece of property, have 40 to 50% there as well. Not a major issue for a lot of people. Be able to have some living money. They want to make sure that after you get the reverse mortgage, you can still afford to eat and drink. You still got to pay your property taxes and your insurance. So all of those are part of the process there. Just a thought for you. So today we're going to talk about the SEP and IRA contributions. And it can be worrisome to think about your retirement savings if you're self-employed or work for a small business. You don't have to go without retirement savings, though. That's where a SEP IRA comes in. As with other IRAs, SEP IRAs will have limitations as to how much you can contribute and withdraw, and there are other options for retirement funds that might even make you a little bit more money. But let's talk about what is a SEP IRA so you understand that. It is a retirement savings vehicle tailored towards self-employed workers and small business owners. A SEP IRA is a traditional IRA under a SEP plan. SEP stands for Simplified Employee Pension. Essentially, a SEP IRA serves as an easier way to save tax-deferred for retirement for small business employees and the self-employed. It's important to know whether you're eligible to open a SEP IRA. First off, you must be a sole proprietor, business owner in a partnership, or earn self-employment income. You may also open a SEP IRA if you have a side gig that earns self-employment income. Side job. SEP IRAs provide a few advantages for those who can use them. For starters, SEP IRA contributions qualify as tax-deductible business expenses. SEPs also tend to come with lower administrative costs than other retirement accounts. Plus, as an employer, you don't have to contribute every single year. You may want to talk on this one also to the self-directed portion of that. And obviously, Karen Hall has been on with us many times talking about self-directed IRAs. As an individual, I told you that, you contribute when it makes sense for your business, allowing flexibility. You must start making required minimum distributions from your SEP IRA by age 70 and a half. If you make any withdrawals before age 50 and a half, you'll trigger a 10% penalty. There are a couple of limitations when it comes to SEP IRA contributions. An employer can contribute to an employee's SEP IRA up to either 25% of the employee's compensation or $54,000, whichever is less. Up to $270,000 of an employee's compensation may be considered. These contribution limits reflect the 2017 tax year and apply to both employees of small businesses and the self-employed. Those who have a salary reduction simplified employee pension plan that was established before 1997 were entitled to make elective salary deferral contributions. If you still have your plan, you can make elective deferral contributions up to $18,000 or 25% of your compensation, whichever amount is less. Important to note that you cannot make elective salary deferrals or catch-up contributions to regular SEP plans. You also cannot contribute property to a SEP IRA. All contributions must be made in cash. If you accidentally contributed more than the limit allows, visit the IRS website, talk to your tax professional. SEP IRA contribution rules. You must make your SEP IRA contribution by each year's federal income tax due date. If you have a tax extension, you must make the contributions by the end of the extension period. If you miss the deadline, you cannot deduct any SEP plan contributions on that year's return. You can deduct the contributions on the following year's tax return. As an employer, you will need to make contributions to your employees' SEPs proportional to each employee's wages. Each employee will receive contributions of the same percentage. In the same vein, you must contribute the same percentage to your employees' plans as your own. If you are self-employed, you'll base your contribution on net profit minus one half of the self-employment tax. You do not have to contribute to a SEP each year. When you make contributions, though, you must make them for all eligible employees, no discrimination. You must also make a contribution even for a participant who is not employed on the last day of the year. A SEP cannot have a last day of the year employment requirement. Additionally, if an employee is over age 70 and a half, they must still receive contributions if they are eligible. They will also be making withdrawals at that point. Again, the bottom line with the SEP plan, number one, you want to make sure you're talking to a tax professional so you understand what's going on. You want to make sure that it's the right solution, so you want to talk to your financial advisor. It might be that you want to get the better benefits from Al Manfrey, who has some other programs that are probably better than the SEP IRA, better than the 401k that'll make you more money and save you taxes both short-term and long-term. You want to look at both of those options right there, short and long-term tax savings. Don't just look at one of them. You want to make sure that you're dealing on both sides, because when the money comes out, you got to be dealing with it then also. So think about that part of it and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. Talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.